Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News.
Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, and with me, as always, is my co-host who doesn't have a massive headache, Nick Mason.
Never have, never will.
Whoa!
That's right, brain in perfect working order.
Agreed. And what a great time for me to bring it up.
And if I did have a headache, it's probably because I was too busy partying last night and having a cool time.
Yeah.
I'm what we call hungover.
Hungover?
I've got a hungover.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's what we say.
Oh, that's what that is the common Australian expression.
Yes.
Now, because you're hungover, we're still going to have to do the podcast, obviously.
Yes.
But we're going to have to...
I insist on it.
Yeah.
I insist. When I've got a massive headache, I call you and I'm like, James... Emergency meeting. We've got to do a podcast.
So we're going to talk about...
It's the only way I'll learn.
If there's time codes below. It's the second last episode of the year. Well, actually, it's the last
the end
episode
when I don't have a headache.
That's true, we could. Well, you've had some Panadol, so you're going to be ramping up as we go.
I don't know.
Big time. Big time. Trust me, everybody.
I've got a crook neck, James.
Oh, I've got a crook neck too,
Panadol
Mason.
Panadol doesn't usually work.
Oh, do you want a heat pack?
No, I tried a heat pack earlier. It didn't work either.
Do you want a cool pack?
Tried a cool pack earlier.
Do you want to crick your neck?
Yes. Get me like I'm a security guard in a movie and they're trying to show how like the boss's henchman is like the tough guy and he just snap.
Yeah, all right, I can do that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Twist my head all the way around.
So here's what we're covering before we get to the big, big topic of the week, Mason. Jonathan Majors dropped from Marvel. That's big news, isn't
big
it?
News.
Great, love to talk about that. We've got big mergers happening potentially.
Oh.
James Gunn talks about what's happening in the DCU with one particular aspect of it.
Oh.
Yes, we said a bunch of stuff this week. There was a big leak at Insomniac Games. I don't know if you saw
big
that.
Big leak. I didn't see the big leak, yeah. We won't go into we'll go into some specifics.
No, yeah, but it's all available if you wanted to. But no, we're talking general. Mm. We're talking general, Mason.
That's right.
Aquaman 2 isn't out in Australia. It's out this week coming.
Mm.
So we're going to have to – we'll talk a little bit about its dismal opening.
That's right. And then next week I'll – make my neck all crook and I'll get a horrible, horrible migraine and then we can talk about it.
Finally.
Finally, we'll talk about it next week, yeah.
But we are, of course, going to be talking about Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire.
Might be partly to blame for my migraine.
Yeah, because it was so visually interesting.
That's right.
And narratively dense.
Narratively dense and original. Dense and original. My brain hurts from the originality.
And there also might be a little bonus section that people enjoy that only pops up every few months.
Interesting.
Not even. I'd hate to spoil it here. Is it hate mail? I'd hate to spoil it.
Oh.
Is it hate mail, Mason?
No, it is. You told me earlier.
I'd hate to spoil it, though.
It is, though. No, I'll spoil it. I don't care.
Did I mention time codes below? Rob Collings,
you should.
He puts them in there. Okay, here we go. Okay,
right.
So Jonathan Majors has been dropped from Marvel, but it's not for no reason. Here's what happened. He was found guilty of assault in the third degree while recklessly causing physical injury, as well as guilty of harassment in the second degree. But he was also found not guilty on assault in the third degree with intent to cause physical injury and not guilty of aggravated harassment in the second degree.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff.
Certainly is. So there is the very slim chance that he could go to jail for this. It's unlikely to happen.
Yeah. It's also interesting because I would assume that there would be an opportunity to appeal here. Like,
yeah,
couldn't he go to another court?
I think there is. But
Marvel have chosen... Well, I mean, it makes sense that Marvel have chosen not to drop him before the verdict came out.
Mm.
Because what if he was exonerated and then they would look quite foolish?
Exactly. So now they can just go, yep, okay, done.
Mm.
We'll talk about other reasons why that might be the case. And look, on top of this, if you've been following this, there's some pretty crook text messages back and forth about requesting that she cover up salt, it seems as if, and some phone recordings which are very odd, and I don't want to get into all of it, but look, I think Marvel, obviously, they calculated the risk associated with
this. They sure did,
They looked at the villain Kang and what kind of numbers it would do, whether they kept him or not, and they obviously just went, nah, we're just gonna cut this and move on. So Deadline confirmed that, yes, he has been fired from Marvel. There's no word on yet on whether this character is going to be recast, but I would say just don't. Just do another thing, anything, just, another guy dynasty. Avengers.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah. Well, Avengers Kang Dynasty, whatever it's called, is now just called Avengers 5.
Great name.
Yeah. So that will become something else. There's various rumors this week that, like, we're going to be getting X-Men versus Avengers, World War Hulk, Midnight Suns. There's been a bunch of stuff.
Honestly, for a second there, I thought you said Midnight Suns.
Midnight Suns! Mm-hmm. That's what you yell to your sons.
That's right.
Get them to take them out.
When you're scrambling for some ideas in the office and you remember, on top of everything else, you forgot to take the bins out.
That's right.
Midnight Suns.
Now, all these rumors that have come out from, like, various sources, it's pretty much just every major Marvel comic book event.
Yeah.
Which is what they're – I mean, regardless of which of this is true, it's definitely what they're doing or have been doing. Just going through everything. What characters do we have? Who can direct this? What's a TV show? What's a special? Mm. What's a movie? What can be Avengers thing? Who's the other guy we can get in to shoot a big laser at the Avengers?
Whoever they are. What can we do besides what we need to do, which is to get some professional writers in here and write something original?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
What can we mine? What IP do we have that we can mine title only?
Yeah. You know? And move forward from there. So, yeah, I would say as a result of this, the Avengers movies are probably going to be pushed again.
Yep, probably.
I'd imagine.
Yes.
Also, like, we've talked about this. Like, the Kang storyline has been pretty much wrapped up anyway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they were clearly prepping to do this, like, months ago, probably. No. Maybe even over a year ago, Mason. Who knows the timeline of anything, especially in the MCU, am I right?
I don't. I don't know. We recently recorded, we shan't be saying. A caravan of garbage for the start of next year.
Yeah.
And some
timeline inaccuracies.
Some timeline issues there.
Who's to say what it is? No spoilers. Right.
Now, I read today that, and it was probably on, like, Discussing Film on Twitter or something like that.
Oh, my God.
That Marvel are back in talks with Mads Mikkelsen. Did you see that?
Oh, to bring back Caecilius.
No, for a new role.
Doctor Doom?
Might be Doctor Doom. He's got a Doom-like vibe, doesn't he?
Well, because he could do that because Doctor Doom's in a mask. Caecilius had a ponytail and eyes.
He sure
did. The eye situation?
Yeah.
So you could easily do that.
Doom almost certainly does not have a ponytail.
No. Well, we don't know.
That's true. He's got that hood, doesn't he?
Yeah, he
might. He's got the mask and the hood.
Might have a beautiful ponytail. Mm. I'd forgotten.
Sometimes he goes to put the mask down and the ponytail, like, whips in front of him and he locks it in place and he's like, well, there's no time now.
Oh, no. And then they got, like, a 24-hour lock on it as well.
Yeah, it does. So it does.
That must be incredibly
irritating. Like a bank vault.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's so many of these, like, immortal, timeless, intergalactic dudes they could pick from. You could pick any of them. It doesn't really matter.
That's true.
Ultimately. And, well, most of the villains also previously have just been CGI guys. So I'd imagine that the big ones at least.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I guess Red Skull's not CGI and original Captain America, but like Thanos, for example, all his mates, Ultron, I guess Loki, again, Loki's not, this, my theory isn't holding up entirely, I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're just going to go with a big CGI guy, and then they can just use a voice actor who's relatively known.
Well, I mean, Mads Mikkelsen could do voice only for Doctor Doom, you know, they could be like, well, his visage, it's too terrifying for anyone to lay eyes on, so.
Yeah. And he locked his helmet in.
He can't take it off.
He'll take his whole head off. He doesn't want that. So there you go. We'll find out what's happening there going forward. What an exciting time to be a comic book movie fan.
Absolutely.
Finally.
Our best times are still ahead of us as far as I'm concerned.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yep.
And speaking of, Mason, we haven't done this segment in a few months. Big brands merging. It's our favourite thing.
This
is the segment of the show where one brand buys another brand or they merge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is via Variety
slash sexy synergy.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Variety and Axios have said this. So Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav, normal man.
Very normal.
And Paramount Global CEO Bob Bakish, probably also a normal man.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that guy, but he's a Bob.
Yeah.
And he's an executive of a huge media company, so probably normal. Probably normal.
They met with each other on Tuesday in New York City to discuss ways their companies could complement one another. Now, apparently Paramount Plus is
May I?
Yeah.
Do you think all the executives named Robert,
yeah,
do you think that they have like consultants who are like, you should call yourself Bob? It's more relatable.
Oh, they might, yeah.
Because Bob Iger used to be Robert Iger. They used to call him Robert Iger.
That's true. Mm. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as a result of that, it looks... Davey Zaslav.
Davey Z.
That's
You'd
a
like him if he was called Davey
That's
Z.
That's a rebrand that I can get behind.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
No doubt Davey Z could also.
The Z-Man. Z-Bomb.
Apparently Paramount
the Z-word.
Is not good.
The Z-word?
The Z-word. Yeah, that's fine. Paramount's not good at the moment. But this would mean also that they would have Warner Brothers would have, in addition to everything else, the Addams Family, Beverly Hills Cop, Crocodile Dundee. Oh no! Friday the 13th, no. G.I. Joe, The Godfather. Yeah, we need more of that. Indiana Jones. Oh well, Disney's sort of I don't know how that works.
They have the film rights to Transformers.
Top Gun, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, Terminator, Star Trek, The Ring, Rugrats, Puppet Toons.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for The Ring and Rugrats to cross over.
Did I say Mission Impossible? Or no, did you say Mission Impossible?
There it is, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just there's a lot of stuff here going on.
A lot
on.
Of stuff to cancel for a tax.
Oh, absolutely. Tax, oh, this is absolutely rife for cancelling a bunch of this. Yeah.
And again, an enormous merger like this, it's just for cancelling stuff and firing
people. Of course
it is,
people, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, downsizing.
Yeah, it's downsizing and it's like, well, we cut a lot of expenses.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
This quarter. Shareholders.
Mm.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
We think it is cool. We don't like anything. We just like yachts.
Not so boring.
Yeah.
Just live in a house. What's wrong with you?
Sure, they also live in a house.
Yeah, but they'd stay there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a deal would this is by THR. Such a deal would likely attract less.
Such a deal.
Yeah, regulatory scrutiny than other potential mergers, with Warner Brothers Discovery lacking any domestic broadcast network and with mostly synergistic businesses. The biggest source of friction would be combining two legacy film and TV studios. The idea behind this also is that if you combined all their subscribers with Max and Paramount, it would rival that of Netflix.
Right.
Which is
okay.
Also, they want a bigger content bin.
Of course they do, yes.
Right. I know some people are championing this and whatever. I don't know why. I mean, it's pretty fucking dire, isn't it? Just companies swallowing.
I think most people, it'd be crossover potential and it would be, I can cancel one streaming service.
Yeah.
So
well, that's true. Yeah. Or maybe they could just, you cancel one, but you double the price of the one that's left.
Hell yeah.
Or triple.
Triple it.
That's
triple
fine. It. Maybe you make a, you do
you
a.
You call it Davey Z's triple play.
Yeah, man.
You triple the price of your streaming service.
Or you pay slightly less and it's black and white.
Not that. Or slightly more and it's black and white.
Sure, that's good too.
And there's ads.
Oh, I'd like that.
Mm.
Yeah. It's got the Snyder bars down the side. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Do you have to pay more for that or less?
Yeah, we have to. It's more cinematic. It's taller. Mm. It's taller, Mason. Mm. So, yeah, that's just another thing that probably. I think also it was. Zaslav had to wait a couple years because there was some kind of regulatory thing that had happened and he was like, no, we're not interested in doing that. And as soon as that time went up, he's like, okay.
Actually, we are
going to do this.
Brand new idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what he could call his, he could say his ideas are coming from the Zaslav.
Oh, okay.
He could be like, new idea from the Zaslav, firing 1,000 people and people be like, whoa.
Is that us?
Maybe, but it's from the Zaslav. That's pretty cool. He could wear a lab coat.
He could, yeah, yeah.
One of those mirrored things.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Carry a clipboard. Mm-hmm. Looks busy.
Looks busy. Carry two big foaming beakers. Yeah. And he could smash them together and be like, this whole division's fired from the Zaslav. Davey Z.
It's a yacht, isn't it, his Zaslav?
It is a yacht, yeah. Okay. It's several yachts moored together.
Great. So, you know, this might not happen. I saw a bunch of people say also, when do regulatory bodies step in?
Yeah.
At what point are they like, hey?
Apparently they did recently. I saw on Twitter.
For what?
Somebody was suggesting that there was a recent attempt at a merger that didn't go through. So.
Great. I would also argue that whatever that is, it's temporary.
Yeah, of course, yes. Until a more agreeable Senator, congressman, chair of the SEC or the media
communications board. Someone you can
buy. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's fun.
Yes.
Why are you doing that just quickly? This is by James Gunn on his social media platform.
I love James Gunn. For now.
He said, Matt Reeves, he says.
I didn't like him for that middle period where he said all those rude tweets.
He did do some rude tweets, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I like him again.
We love Matt as a director, as in Matt Reeves, because he's doing The Batman and producer. So he'll be producing stories both within the Batman universe and within the DCU. So apparently there's an Arkham series that he's working on, which is going to be within the DC.
Right. Unit.
So he's also going to be doing The Batman and the Penguin spin-off, which is coming out next year, apparently, at some point.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Keep him on board. I like him. Yeah. I like his Batman movie. Give him another Batman movie. I think they are. Give him one. Yeah, I like him for now.
Yeah.
Did you find that merger?
No.
Are you searching Twitter?
Yeah.
Forget it.
I think I probably would have tweeted it to myself.
You tweet something to yourself, at Nick Mason.
No, I emailed the tweet to myself, but I haven't found it. I have not found it.
Oh, my God. Paramount has a hand on the Jack Ryan franchise.
Oh, my God.
Which is now like a poor man's Jack Reacher franchise. Mason, another bit of news. There was a big leak over at Insomniac Games, who recently released Spider-Man 2. I'm not going to spoil any of the stuff that's upcoming. Well, I guess I am. A little bit.
Generalities. But also, again, people got to remember a lot of this is like what they call a pre-alpha.
Yeah.
So it's like...
And it's stuff, one of them's like, they're making Spider-Man 3. And it's like, yeah, of course they are.
And there was going to be a Spider-Man multiplayer situation there. Mm. And yeah, like it's not stuff like, here's the Spider-Man 3 game and here's what happens at the end of it.
No.
Or anything like that. It's just kind of...
Though there is for one of the games.
Is there?
Yeah.
Was it Killer Justice League? Are they doing that?
No, they're not doing that.
But there is spoilers for that, I think.
There is. That's a different spoiler that's happening. So the hackers asked for $2 million, all in Bitcoin, apparently. So there's a Spider-Man spin-off game, which I guess I won't spoil here. There's... In the same vein as Miles Morales, there was a Miles Morales spin-off game.
Sure.
Spider-Man 3, they're going to do Ratchet and Clank in 2029. Ganky Adventures. Yeah, man. Mm. And also, we already know this, but there's a Wolverine game that they're making in 2026.
Okay.
And that probably got the biggest leak in terms of what's happening in it. There's gameplay, there's cutscenes, there's huge story spoilers. I saw some of the gameplay footage. It's like a third person.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks pretty cool.
There's characters that are going to be in it and whether they're playable or not. And
Liam McIntyre.
He's second
Spartacus.
That's right.
Who I know, who he definitely wouldn't recognize me. But he's Wolverine. I quite like that casting.
Right.
I think that's great.
He's also in. He's in the CW. I think.
Yeah, he's Weather Wizard.
He's Weather Wizard. Yeah. One of the Weather Wizards. Yeah,
Weather
but
Wizard.
But he's got the mutton chops.
It certainly does.
Mm, okay, that's cool.
He could pull it off. I mean, they could use computer graphics to do that in the game. If you're worried,
even if he didn't have his mutton chops, even if he forgot to put on his mutton chops that day, they could put them on using computers, and I think that's cool.
Are you implying his mutton chops are fake because he puts them on every morning?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right. Scandalous. You can tell him next time.
That was in the leak, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they released a statement saying like about the Wolverine game. We're going to move forward. We're still going to hit the release date. I mean, I didn't read any of the story spoilers. Also, if I did, I'd forget anyway by the time that rolls around.
Yeah.
You know, 2026. Who knows? I'll be dead. Doesn't matter.
That's exactly anyway, right. Go on. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't even worry about it. I was going to say he's got.
Oh, do you think they have Wolverine in Hell? Where I'm going, Wolverine video game.
I think they only have Wolverine in Hell, but it's like a Game Boy one.
Ah, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Nah. And you lose energy when you put your claws out. Or
yeah,
whatever,
exactly right. Yeah, that's right. You put your claws out and then you start constantly losing energy until you retract it.
That was like the game Viking Child. Do you ever play that on the Atari Lynx?
I played the Lost Vikings.
No one's talking about that right now, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying something before you started talking about the Lost Vikings for some reason. Nobody brought that up.
Lost Viking heads, email in. Let me know you like the Lost Vikings.
Don't do it.
You were three different Vikings with three different skills.
Don't do it.
Oh, come on. I was going to say he's got like... It's one of the games where it actually makes sense that he has like a detective vision skill thing.
Because he can smell.
He can do a big sniff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smell-o-vision. It is smell-o-vision.
It's smell-o-vision. We got that.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally. I smell crime.
I think so.
I can recreate the crime using smell.
It was Sabretooth.
Yeah. That's right.
The other thing that they released is a bunch of personal information of employees.
Well, that's rude.
Which is very uncool.
Mm.
But I think...
I mean, the first bit wasn't cool either, really.
No, I know, but I think that in particular is most uncool thing, I feel. Now, recently, the GTA hacker was sentenced to life in a hospital prison at age 18.
Forever, right?
Yeah, so apparently it was because he was just going to keep doing it, so they reckon.
Give him a job in the NSA or something. What are you doing?
Give him a gun.
Give him a gun and a job at the NSA. But apparently... He can, like, they arrested him and he continued to hack, even though they took all his computers away. He did it with like an Amazon Fire Stick and a
bad attitude.
And a bad attitude and like a Yeah, crazy.
So, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know whether that guy's going to be in jail for life, but at this point he looks like he will be. Anyway, don't hack. It's not cool, man.
Sometimes it's cool.
I guess sometimes it can be cool, but in this case it wasn't cool. Mm. I didn't like it. Last bit of news, Mason. Aquaman, The Lost Boys. What's it called? Kingdom of Wet. What's the new Aquaman called?
The Lost Kingdom, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It seems to be
a Last Kingdom?
Disaster. No. It's got a low opening weekend that looks to be rivaling that of the lowest movies of this year.
But they put on such a marketing blitz. They got...
They didn't even do a red carpet.
They got Jason Momoa and Patrick Wilson to do a little dance, which I loved and you were indifferent towards.
I was. Yeah. You know, they cancelled the red carpet.
Yeah.
They didn't even do that.
And they had some fan screenings, I think.
Yeah, a few of those. So critically panned. Most of the responses that people have is like... The most positive I've seen is it's okay.
Great. Terrific.
So, yeah, that is all 16, whatever it is, DCUE movies, whatever it's called.
16? Really?
Yeah, I saw a grid.
I love
like
that. Nice. I love that.
I mean, it was Justice League twice, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
Suicide Squad twice.
Uh-huh.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, how else was it going to go, really? This was always going to be the way. James Gunn even talked about this week. It's a good thing that they're taking like a year at least between movies. Mm-hmm. So the next movie will be Superman in 2025.
Okay, sure.
2025.
What are we going to do in the meantime?
Watch other movies.
Oh, yeah. There are tons of those, aren't there?
So many movies, mate.
Oh, my God. And some of them are really good.
Yeah, often they are.
I could rewatch some of the movies that I've already seen that are really
good. Rebel Moon.
I guess I could.
You could rewatch that at any point. It's on Netflix.
And soon there'll be a new version.
Rebel 2.
It's better. Yep.
It's 2.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Do you notice they use the Star Wars Rebel Assault fonts for their titling?
No.
Not Rebel Assault, Dark Forces.
I didn't notice
it's
that.
It's the same thing, Mason.
Right, interesting.
Look at this. Look at this, Mason.
James, save it for your review, mate, all right?
This is it. We're in it.
Oh, no.
Look at this. It's the same.
It is the same.
It's also similar.
Wait, are you sure even the edges? Bring up that Rebel Moon font.
God, you're so picky.
Yeah,
you sound
I know.
Like, oh, it's not exact.
James, that's what a review is. It's being picky.
This isn't the review. I've changed my mind.
Because you're being...
I'm being questioned.
Because you're being destroyed in the quote tweets.
I am, actually.
Yeah.
I'm being eaten alive.
Mm.
They're eating my goddamn ass, Mason.
In the quote tweets.
It's close-ish.
It is close-ish.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew the kerning would be different.
I'm going to kern you in a second out of this fucking room. Should we talk about Rebel Moon?
Yeah. Do you have any more news?
Yeah, it's about Rebel Moon, though.
Oh, right. So great.
We'll do it in the Rebel Moon section.
Okay, terrific. That's great.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child on Fire.
Oh, yes.
It's finally... But I like that. It's finally...
I was just at the playground. This is so uncool.
Yeah, that is uncool, actually. Now, finally, people are waiting. When was the next Zack Snyder project? The last one he did was also a Netflix project. It was Zombies in Vegas.
Zombies in Vegas, that's right.
Which also got a prequel and then they stopped.
Did he have... Was he... He would have been a producer on Zombies in Vegas before the zombies, but he's a safecracker.
Yeah, I assume so. Yeah.
That guy's very famous.
He
apparently,
is. Apparently.
In the Netherlands or something.
We don't know him.
We don't know him, though. We don't know him. What now? Your move,
yeah.
Danish guy.
Whatever you are.
Super famous Danish guy.
On a budget of $188 million. Now, that's shared between the two Rebel Moon properties.
Okay, sure.
Let me just specify.
So A Child on Fire and Rebel Moon 2, we finally put the child out.
Yeah, but it's not looking good.
No, even with our space medicine, or spedicine as we call it.
Thank you.
Now, we'd call it medicine, wouldn't we?
Yeah, they just call it regular medicine. Regular medicine.
For where we are.
Which is the future or another galaxy or something.
Yeah.
Because it's Star Wars, but is it sort of? Yes. Anyway, Mason, what do you think the story was?
Come on, mate, my head. You know? He's up, mate. Mm. Come on.
This is easy because... Anthony Hopkins, when the movie opens, he tells you what's happening.
That's true. He goes, doesn't he?
In the galaxy of Flim Flam, there's an ancient race of whatever the fuck, and the king, and he was like, I'm going to do it.
And there was 1,000 years of kings, and they were all cool, but then another guy shows up probably, and he's like, oh, I don't like this, so I'm going to take over probably, maybe. And then the king's like, well, as long as you're not a space Nazi, but then they are.
Yeah.
And then, but then everybody's like, well.
Pretty grim. Pretty grim.
Pretty grim stuff. But it's okay because you just hang out on your little planet and you do little farming stuff.
Yeah.
But then maybe the Nazis show up.
Mm-hmm.
Inglourious Basterds style.
They do that.
They do exactly that.
They do Inglourious Basterds on your village.
Yeah.
On your small Norwegian space village.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Yep. And then,
how are you going to get out of it?
Well, maybe, I don't know, because you're just a girl, aren't you? What if you're just a girl and they're all like, we're gonna get you.
You're a girl.
You're a girl, and we're men. And we move at a regular speed. What are you gonna? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna spin around in slow motion and shoot us all?
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We underestimated.
That's right.
We wouldn't even be saying that because we're all dead.
Yeah, we're actually all dead.
Yeah.
If anyone even cares.
And then she says, "I'm gonna do a Seven Samurai all up in here right now, with shades of every other movie you've ever seen."
That's right.
And when I say shades, just scenes from other movies.
Scenes from other movies, yeah, absolutely.
What did you think?
I wish I loved this.
I know!
Because the narrative of Zack Snyder is that he was a hot up-and-coming filmmaker and he was kind of raw and he's got some cool ideas and cool visual styles and he's, you know, adapted comic books and he's done a couple of things that were maybe not well received, but maybe that's because of studio interference.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know,
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, exactly. There's budget constraints and, you know, he's just adapting an existing property and you've got to follow the constraints of the what the suits say or whatever.
Yep.
But now apparently He has essentially an unlimited budget. Mm-hmm. He's got creative freedom. It's an original story that he has had a big part in developing. He can hire anyone he wants, including all his friends.
Yep.
This should be the one where you go, great, I see.
Here it is.
I see why everybody is raving about this guy, because he's now that he's had the chance to spread his wings and do whatever he wants, this is great.
Yeah.
But it's just bits of other movies.
It really is.
Yeah.
And just the idea that, like, listen, we're going to do Star Wars, but we're going to do it real and adult. No.
Yeah.
It feels just like Star Wars.
It feels like.
But not as good as Star Wars?
We got.
If this got released as a Disney Star Wars movie, everyone would fucking hate this.
Yeah. We'll break it apart, I guess, in spoilers, but we get Star Wars, obviously. We get Inglourious Basterds. We get Avatar.
Yep.
We get
Chronicles of Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick. There's some Warhammer.
Dune.
Warhammer 40,000 in yep. here.
Seven Samurai, Magnificent Seven, Bug's Life.
Yep, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
It's all the same
story.
Yeah.
I know we said Star Wars, but the cantina scene from Star Wars.
They just do that, don't they?
They just
at
do
one
this
point.
Just in there.
Yeah.
I don't like, and there's Solo with the spider.
Oh, yeah, there's a spider.
There's a big spider person. Yeah.
Wait, is there a spider in Solo?
The guy at the start, the one who's like, you know.
The worm, then he throws the rock?
Is that a spider or a worm?
Where she's like, Han Solo, what are you
yes,
doing
that
here?
One.
That's a worm.
Oh, okay, right. Then yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, man.
I've got a headache. That's okay. Don't blame me.
Spider and a worm.
It's basically
the same arachnid.
Well, worms turn into spiders, don't they?
That's true.
They grow a cocoon and then they turn into a spider.
And then spiders turn back into worms.
That's so true.
And et cetera.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yes. I thought, honestly, when it started off, I was like, okay, I like Sofia Bertola. I can kind of get behind this, like living in a village and whatever, and she's trying to live her life. And I'm like, okay, I've seen versions of this,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, okay, all right, weird space universe, let's see how weird it gets. The weirdest thing is probably alien tentacle pornography at one point.
Sure,
that's probably
yeah.
the most out there kind of thing in this movie.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course, yeah.
But even then it's like, okay. Yeah. But then, like, there's moments where there's lots of, like, I was a child of war, I was raised under the iron fist of space fascism, and I became the ultimate weapon for the blah, blah, blah. Fuck. Jesus,
Warhammer 40,000.
God damn it, man.
To the point where, like, I'll look it up, but in Warhammer 40,000, like, the everything has a Latin name.
Yeah.
And it's the same with this. They're like the Militaris Astartes or whatever. And it's like, cool, man.
Yeah.
You could have come up with a really interesting new thing, but you didn't.
And there's, like, when the space Nazis come and do a Christoph Waltz in Glorious Bastards in the village,
mm-hmm.
like, there's that.
Ed Skrein
comes up and he goes, hello, I'm Ed Skrein. I was in Game of Thrones and I left Game of Thrones, and the guy who played my character in Game of Thrones after I left Game of Thrones, he's also here in this village.
That's true, yeah.
And that's fun.
But now on opposite sides. And
oh,
that's,
no.
And that's...
meta.
It's meta. And it's thematic, isn't it?
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah. But so then... and there's just a scene where, like, she's going to leave because she's like, you know, they run from the imperialists.
Oh yeah. Also, she was in the imperial military, what have you, and then she's settled down as life as this farm person.
Yeah.
They've shown up, so she has.
And they're like, we love you. You love farming. Why don't you learn to love? And she's like, I'm only from war.
That's right. I don't have time to learn to
walk. I loved once, and then he got shot, and I was like, ah, fuck.
It sucks. Better do some farming, yeah. I guess.
But there's a moment where, like...
but I can't my farm, you know?
Absolutely. Where, like, she's going to leave because, like, you can't fight the imperialists, whatever they're called.
Mm,
just, also, no aesthetic on those villains. What are we... what's that?
Nazis.
Just turtle costumes and...
South Africa.
And weird bubble ships. Like, nothing that I could really... I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, like, I know they were sort of stormtroopers, but, like, not... not really, you know. You probably could have made them all robots. It probably would have been more effective.
Yeah, anyway, so she's got to gather a... she's like, well, I'm going to gather a seven samurai.
That's team. After there's a scene where they're like, we're going to rape this girl, and she's like, I'll stop that. I was going to leave, but now I'm...
I've got to spin around in slow motion.
Yeah, so there's
and
that.
And I hold my gun to the side like nobody's yep. done in like 15 years.
And as that happens, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen this a million fucking times, and I've never liked it, but here it is again.
Sure.
But yeah, so then it becomes... You see the name of a planet and it's the moon of fucking whatever, and then you land there and they're like, where's this guy? And he's like, I'm here. And she's like, why don't you come and defend a village? I don't have much money.
I don't want to.
But what if you did?
What if you believed in something? Well, I guess I'm in then.
What if we did that seven times?
What if you were like all sarcastic and you didn't believe in anything, but then I was solemn and sincere? And you went, it's a good point, actually.
And that's the other thing about this
movie. I would like to get shot in the head by a battle cruiser in space. I would like to risk everything for
grain.
When I could otherwise not do that. All right, great.
And that's the other thing, right? It's so fucking dour. And I don't just mean like, where are the jokes?
Yeah,
I mean, as in, like, this is dry and cliche.
Yeah, I was going to say dreary and dour.
And again, I don't need Star Wars or Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, Dune is fucking, like, serious as shit, man. It's the dumbest concept, and it's very serious that it works. And this just feels sad.
Yeah.
But not sad as in, like, oh, this is so sad. It's more just like, What a sad, I don't know.
It's so sad that I have to spend an evening watching this. That's why it's so sad.
So the entire movie is pretty much collecting seven people from seven different planets.
Yeah, it's not a finished movie.
It's not a movie.
Yeah.
And, like, so it could have been a series. That should have been 20 minutes. 20 minutes of collecting the crew. And then it should have been, I don't know anything.
And you know what? It should have started with something too. But it doesn't start with anything.
Like starts with a horse, a space horse.
If you're gonna be like, well, this is Star Wars, but for people who are sick and tired of Star Wars, first Star Wars starts with the Star Destroyer coming down, and there's
doesn't have to be that.
Doesn't have to be that. But
I mean, a ship does come out of a big space vagina.
That's true.
That's something, isn't
that's
it?
That's true, and that's thematic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I agree. Yeah, but it's just I feel like you pick them up, it takes 20 minutes or whatever, and then. Instead of them explaining their stories, well, I used to work for them and now I work for myself. Well, work for me, I'll do it. Instead of that, why not have, like, you collect them all and then they talk and they interact and they bicker and they bond and that's how you get to know them. Once they pick up a character, they fucking disappear.
They do, yeah.
Because then they go and pick up the next one.
Okay, so there's a moment in it. You mentioned earlier there's a scene where the soldiers on the farm planet, they're like, they get a girl and they're going to have their way with this girl and then our hero's got to come in and stop them. And then there's like a private in the military and he takes one of the guys out, and I'm like, oh, that guy's going to be on the team.
Put him on the team.
And then later I'm like, was he on the team? Has he come with them?
No.
I don't know. Because none of these people are particularly memorable, honestly.
Which is weird because they've all got very distinct looks, and I know all of the actors, I think, pretty much. But, yeah. And I didn't find any of the planets interesting. I thought visually also just not great. Mm. And that's kind of the thing that he excels at. But I feel like it didn't feel...
No.
Big and scope and
all. There's a scene where they go to a planet. I don't know if you remember this. They go to a planet and it's sort of a, I don't know, it's quite an industrial planet. And so it's like you see these kind of like, they look like half finished high rises and they're all kind of very sort of steampunk-ish. And I'm like, this is not bad. But then I'm like, looks like a video game. Like it just looks like any video game set in a Gears of War cyber steampunk future.
Looks like the video game Vanquish. Third person, whatever. Doesn't
I remember.
Matter.
No, it didn't look
it's
like
a good game. It's
didn't
good
look,
game.
Didn't look like Vanquish.
Vanquish at night?
Yeah.
Great.
Vanquish if you squint.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the one that I enjoyed the pickup was when they fought the big spider.
Sure.
Spider lady. Even that, because the spider lady comes down and she's kidnapped a child because the reason is because her eggs aren't hatching anymore. I think it's Jenna Malone also. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so she's kidnapped a human child to be like, well, if I can't have children, I'm having this one. Mm-hmm. And
for
I think,
breakfast.
Yeah, and I think like that, even like that could be a story just as a movie.
Sure,
just like a mercenary going after a weird spider person. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
And there's a lightsaber sword fight and it dies because the spider picks her up but doesn't pin her arms and she just skewers
her with a lightsaber, yeah.
What's happening?
Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do it?
Yeah.
There's the
thematically, probably.
What'd you think of the Griffin ride?
It was Avatar, wasn't it?
They did Avatar.
They did Avatar.
I guess it's not really a spoiler. They pick up a guy and he's chained and they're like, we need to get this guy. And they say, we'll give you this guy if you can tame this space griffin.
If you can, how about we do a Phantom Menace style bet where I own a slave guy.
Yeah.
And if you win the bet, you can have him.
I don't have a gun either.
Yeah,
you
could kill me. But if you lose the bet, then you all be my slaves. And they're like, fine. What's the bet? And they're like, oh, I bet that this guy who's already my slave could break this griffin flying horse situation. And then he does. And then he goes on an avatar. Then he goes on an avatar, and then he parks the griffin back.
Yep. He gets thrown off at one point.
Oh, that's true.
For some reason.
Yeah. But then he gets back on, and then he pops the griffin back back in its parking spot.
Yep.
And then the guy's
reverse
like,
parks it.
Yeah, yeah. And then the guy's like, well, good job. A deal's a deal. See you later. And then the slave owner, he gets on the griffin and it just kills him.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yep. And he doesn't, like, he had this bonding moment with the griffin.
Yeah.
But he leaves.
And he leaves. Yeah. Is it going to come back? Maybe it'll fly
Maybe
through
it'll
space.
Come back.
Maybe it'll fly through space later and rescue.
Could be a space griffin.
Could be a space griffin.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. So just that. Okay. There's a couple of things that I thought were interesting.
Go on.
Putting tentacle sex in a movie is interesting, I guess.
Because Ed Skrein's like his
he's a weird creep.
He's a weird creep, and his creep. After hours is to get in a big shower situation. And there's tentacles on him.
Yeah.
On all his bits.
I didn't think it was very sexy, to be honest.
No.
And he's also got he also smokes through a hole in his stomach.
That's true.
He's doing a big drugs.
Yeah.
And there's also like there's these scorpion spider bounty hunter chairs. Which I thought was like
sure, right,
interesting
okay.
as a concept.
Right. So when if you're a bounty hunter and you've got to retrieve a guy, you've got a little robot guy that follows you and it puts him in a like a hospital gurney, but on the top of a scorpion robot.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
There's a moment where like a few of them like pop out of a box later and I'm like, oh, that's fun. That's a fun thing. It's a fun little
visual. Yeah. And Anthony Hopkins lives in a box also.
I'm Anthony Hopkins. I'm a robot. I used to work for the king and I sort of do, but he's dead.
And another guy came in.
And I'm like, I'm not going to fight for that guy. I'm going to wear a crown. I'm going to run in the woods. Am I in this movie? Not really.
Can't remember. does he stay on the planet or does he go
on the
ship?
Yeah, he stays on the planet. You see him at the end.
Great.
Standing in wheat or whatever.
Because, I mean, the
he'll be in the next one.
I mean, it would be interesting if one of the seven samurai were a pacifist robot who goes along, you know, and defies his programming
Shut
or
up.
Whatever.
Shut
yeah,
up.
No, that's a good point. That is a good point.
I'm
going to
stop
up.
You there.
Yeah. I wonder if we've been fooled by the DCEU movies that he does, that he's better at staging action. But is it just because...
I think he is.
Well, but I mean, is it just because the DCEU characters have more tricks up their sleeve and so that makes them seem more interesting? Whereas in this, it's all just spinning around in slow motion.
Mm.
That's it. That's all they have.
Or jumping slowly on
And as thing. We mentioned before, there's a scene where they go to the second or possibly third planet because they need a ship. No, it must be the first planet.
We need a ship.
So they go to the town and they go to the canteen.
Where's Charlie Hunnam?
We need a Han Solo, obviously. Yeah. It feels like they went, okay, well, we need a scene that's as iconic as the part where,
Luke and the
guy comes up to him and says, he doesn't like you, I don't like you either. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi, like, cuts his arm off with the lightsaber and we all go, woo!
Should we use a kind of piggish guy also? Yes.
Yes, yes. But okay, but that's not cool.
That's not fun.
What if he later came back with 10 guys and then we did a slow motion spinning around fight?
Oh, we also
want to
have sex with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because this is gritty and real.
It's real.
And also PG-13
or
whatever.
Yeah. Imagine how less iconic the cantina scene in Star Wars would be if a guy came up to Luke Skywalker and went, ooh, yeah. Follow me out to my land speeder van, buddy. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi was like, none of that, please.
No, thank you.
That's right.
I'm the rude one here.
That's right. But yeah, but then it's like, okay, well, what if this guy came back with 10 guys and there was a slow motion gunfight?
And she was like, don't come back with 10 guys.
Yeah. And also there's no blood.
No.
Because that's probably being saved for the director's cut,
Oh,
right?
We'll talk about that, Mason. Yeah, I think let's do some spoilers.
Okay. Well, I mean, we did some spoilers already, but...
Bad.
It is bad.
Yeah.
Initially...
I genuinely fucking hate being like this.
Yeah.
I wanted this to be... Even when I heard it was bad, I'm like, let's just see.
Yeah.
And even if it's like a good first act of something.
Well,
but it's not.
See, that's exactly right. I saw the reviews were bad and I'm like... Well, it wouldn't shock me if it's one of the ones where you go, well, Zack Snyder's the guy you're allowed to hate.
Yeah.
So we're all going to give him bad reviews and we're going to be snarky in the reviews and ha 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 ha.
Mm.
But it's just not particularly interesting.
No.
And earlier today, I'm like, well, it's not the worst movie ever, so I guess I'm going to have to give it best
no,
movie
I'm not
ever.
Doing that.
But it's the worst movie ever, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because it's not the best
it's
movie
the,
ever.
It's the laziness, not even the laziness, it's just the carbon copy thing that really kind of went like, for me, really great. Like, being able to identify scenes and characters, like, one for one. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, obviously, movies ape other movies, and they always have. But just, hello.
I'm so sorry for interrupting.
Claire, what did you think of Rebel Moon, Part 1, A Child on
what
Fire?
What did you think of Rude Star Wars? You got to talk up.
All right. Which one do I answer first, Rebel Moon?
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt like the moon was a little bit too rebellious for my liking.
We thought
we agreed.
Be a little bit more sensible.
That's sure. true, yeah.
Time for none of their shenanigans.
Sensible moon. Hello, everyone.
Sorry, I know. We've got.
Is that saying goodnight?
Yeah, we are. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah. So, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame. And the, you know, like you said, the scenes.
What are their personalities? Stoic.
Stoic. They're all just stoic, aren't they? Yeah. Well, they're all stoic except for Charlie Hunnam, who is Irish.
Yeah, that's true.
His personality. And, he's Irish.
And the people who are Irish do not enjoy that accent.
I see. Yes.
Irish betrayal also. Can you believe it?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, he betrays them and he goes, because we're in spoilers, aren't we?
Yes.
And he goes, I've sold you out. I'm not working for grain or whatever.
Yeah.
And fair enough.
Yeah.
As soon as you
want to work for whatever currency is popular in this universe.
Yeah.
Probably galactic credits.
Galactic creditus.
That's exactly right.
Galacticus creditus.
Yeah. Imperial gold pressed latinum.
And then they all get captured in scorpion shares. And then it's like, well, you're this guy and you're a king and you're this guy and we thought you were a griffin guy, but you're the prince of fucking whatever.
He had a princely vibe, didn't he?
He did. And you're a swordswoman and that's cool. Is the robot here? No. And you're the great – and Sophia Bertola, you're the greatest person in the universe.
Pretty cool.
We got you too.
That's right.
And we're going to get your mate to kill you. I hope he doesn't kill me. But he does. He kills Irish Charlie Hunnam.
That's right.
And then they fight and Ed Skrin and whatever.
Pretty cool.
Just
kidding. It's not cool.
No, and then at the end, okay. So, what do you think about that fight? Anyway, they all fight each other.
Not interesting.
No. They're just shooting and ducking and
yeah.
Also, the lightsaber's not even. If you're doing art like sexy mean Star Wars, have the lightsabers like cut through people,
right?
Like right through.
Yeah.
You know.
I do.
None of this across the chest guff.
Yeah. I don't. There's nothing in this. Like we even talk about, you know, I'm sure I've been guilty of being like, well, this movie sucks. But then you go, yeah, but it's got this particular scene in it, or like what a memorable scene, or what a great character, what a great performance. There's nothing
like that you can
even
latch
close.
Onto.
There's no trench run.
No, what's an iconic ship in this?
The ones that look like submarines. Chair. Yeah, the scorpion chair. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, what if we got scorpion gamer chairs?
Oh my God. They probably exist.
It's a merch opportunity, isn't it?
They definitely exist. I'm going to Google that.
Okay.
But so she fights Ed Skrin on a platform and he falls off the platform and you're like, whoa, he's dead, but he's not.
That's right.
He gets, they bring him back and then they give him, he has to have a goo Skype call with the new emperor or whatever. And he's like, you better be good at this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll try my best.
Pretty good. Okay.
And then the next one we'll do the
as long as you try.
Yeah.
It's important, I think.
Because the new emperor or whatever is the adoptive father of the woman on the farm.
Yeah.
The main one.
Yeah.
Who I like. Now, she was the mummy. She was Tom Cruise's the mummy.
Oh, yeah.
She was first Kingsman Blade Legs.
Who were the blood axes? Was it her and somebody else?
Maybe.
Was it the other guy?
Or who was the, or was it Ray Fisher?
Ray Fisher was the blood axes.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, who was the other one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
His sister?
They were brother and sister.
Okay, I think they were both the blood axes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
That's cool.
Didn't even have a blood axe. Very disappointing.
Maybe he was saving it for the sequel. He's dead. He died.
Yeah.
He did a slow-mo jump and then he was shot.
In his
stomach and chest.
Yeah.
Good look on Ray Fisher in this, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah. I liked how stoic he was.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I enjoyed about this movie. It's how stoic everybody was.
Yeah.
So my son caught the end of this. He came in and it was the bit where Ed Skrin is calling the emperor or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, is this Star Wars?
Uh-huh.
And I go, no. And he goes, they copied this from Star Wars. And I'm like, yeah, they did.
That's,
I mean,
right.
Everything does, but
yeah.
But even like, he could identify that just on a very surface level of just like,
yeah,
this is Star Wars, right? Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I don't know, man. Okay. Well,
it's insane that people are like, well, not, or that just the idea that this is like, this is intended to be like the springboard for a whole new franchise of everything, because it's just not.
Wouldn't you love like a new space opera saga?
Yeah.
Because like, I certainly would, and this is probably not going to be it. So just this is why the Associated Press about the Rebel Moon director's cut. Zack Snyder said, we knew this would be a PG-13 movie. In my heart of hearts, I always want it to be a rated R, but you realize this sort of scale and cost of a movie and say, well, it's not a, I'm not, it's not 100% responsible to have that demand. So there's going to be a real version that comes out, which is R-rated. This is streaming.
Yeah.
You can do anything. Army of the Dead was R-rated.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you talking about? I'm not watching this again. And sure, apparently it's a completely different movie.
Right.
Apparently.
And at this point, everybody who's got Netflix is everybody who's ever going to get Netflix has Netflix at this point, surely. Yeah. Like, you're not getting any new subscribers. I guess, like, you need the viewing minutes. But, I mean, how many parents are going to be like, well, PG-13 is one thing
for this
rude movie with sexual assault in it. But I'm not – you cannot watch the R-rated version where there's blood also.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Don't like that. God damn it. So these got some reviews. Some are from the Great Mates group and some are from Twitter. Tristan Glover says, Rebel Moon has some of the worst, most infuriating action this year. How did the guy directed the warehouse fight? How did the guy who directed the warehouse fight in BVS think this much slow-mo in one scene worked? Go watch Kill Book Soon or Bloodhounds on Netflix if you want actually good fight scenes.
Go watch a Bloodhound Gang video.
Whoa.
Music video.
Rory says, worst movie ever for a number of reasons, but the weirdest thing for me was the wardrobe choice. It's supposed to be this grand sci-fi space epic, so I couldn't get over how funny it was that Ed Skrin dressed like Gavin, like a Gavin and Stacey era Matthew Horde with his little skinny black tie. And so many flat caps. We get it. They're farmers, but they're also on a fictional moon. Maybe be a bit more creative.
Yeah, it's interesting that
you're
they
a clothesman.
Well, they go with – I thought that was interesting as well, that they go with Ed Skrein and he's got the, you know, the Nazi-esque or like the, you know, crossed with like a Russian Cossack, you know, great coat and all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, well, it's not original, but it's sort of – it's, you know, it's a dramatic
you
look.
Get it. You look at it and you get
but
it.
But then for a lot of scenes, he's just wearing a little – it looks like he's in The Killers or something.
Yeah.
You know, just a band.
Just a band.
Think of a band, another band.
With skinny ties.
The Hives. The Hives. Looks like he's in The Hives.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. And Alexis Gentry, who's great on various social media, she's got reviews a bunch of stuff, says...
On Trashwire.
Yeah, that's right. Zack Snyder's Jupiter Ascending, which I haven't seen Jupiter Ascending, but yeah, probably.
I think Jupiter Ascending has more...
Bees.
It's got more bees, certainly, yeah.
Channing Tatum is a dogman.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Mm. So, yeah, the next one's out on April 19th of 2024.
It's not far away at
and
all.
There's a trailer. I don't know if you've seen it.
Now, when you say the next one, you mean
Rebel Moon Part 2.
So not the
no,
director's
the rest of this movie.
Great, yes.
Will be coming out. But I get there's probably like, I don't know, you could cut this down to like 90 minutes maybe and maybe it's something. I don't know, but I didn't. It was just really boring.
Yep.
Which isn't fun.
No.
So there we go.
No.
Yeah. Anything else to say?
Don't think so.
Yeah,
no.
Man.
Yeah.
Now, normally we would jump straight into what we're reading, what we're going to read.
That's right. That's a famous segment we do.
That's true. But look, because it's that special time of year.
The end of the year.
And Christmas also. Yeah. we're doing hate mail, but the hate has an eight in it, Mason.
Yes.
Here we go. Now, for those people unfamiliar, first of all, get with the program. Second thing, hate mail, but the hate has an eight in it. It's a long-recurring, frequently recurring.
It's infrequently recurring.
Thank
say,
you.
Yeah.
Segment where I take a bunch of
you
comments.
Might say it's fortnightly.
That you could, but it's not.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying, but you could say anything.
You could say anything. Anyone can say anything these days.
You could say it's biannual.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
Twice a year, or maybe once every 2 years.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's both. Where basically I take YouTube comments, some of the funnest ones from across various videos of people just being like, hey, you suck and this is the reason why. Sometimes there's no explanation. Sometimes it's just a flat-out insult.
That's true.
And because we got like a fair few from the recent Zack Snyder's Justice League Caravan of Garbage.
Well, did we?
This is not exclusively what it's going to be about because I collect these over a series of months.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these date back to nearly the start of the year.
Well, this is biannual.
So, yeah, that's right. So here we go, Mason. It's called Hate Mail. But the hate has an eight because it's eight pieces of hate mail, but it's never eight.
Sure.
It never has been.
And it's internet, so hate
it's internet,
with an eight.
So whatever. Mm. So we just like to ease into it. This is on our From How Caravan of Garbage. This one just says.
Oh, that's an old one.
O'Connor who says, you two talk crap. British flag emoji, thumbs down emoji, thumbs down emoji.
So is he saying, is he British?
I don't know.
What was his name again?
O'Connor. Could be Irish.
Could be Irish, yeah. I mean, maybe he's from that bit of Ireland that's British.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah.
Bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that bit.
Typical.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
But he's mad that we didn't like it because it's British? Or is he mad that we're British?
I don't know.
Because a lot of people do think we are British.
Some of these need more explanation.
They do, don't they?
Again, don't worry about that one. It's just a warm-up.
It's not
one of the real ones.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. This one's on our Godzilla 2014 Caravan of Garbage from David Breathour 2991. He's got two comments. First one said, watch your mouth if you don't like... Watch your mouth if you don't like them to watch them quit complaining. First of all, we did watch. That was a good movie.
We did say we liked it,
And the second one says, you're no critic. With a D, C-R-I-D-I-C.
We are no Chronicles of Riddick, that's true.
Leave it for people who enjoy a fun movie. You go watch Barbie. And it's Barbie is B-E-A-R-B-I.
We did watch and enjoy Barbie.
Yeah.
And we watched and enjoyed the movie Godzilla.
That's right.
What aspect of that do you think?
The title.
Caravan of Garbage,
if you watched it, you'd be like, oh, they liked that first Godzilla movie, which you did.
Mm.
Yeah, immensely. It's a good movie. That's probably not as good as Godzilla Minus One, but what is? What is, you know?
Rebel Moon.
Rebel Moon Part Two. It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This one's on
It's just going to be kaiju. Rebel Moon Part Two, we fight big kaiju.
This is on a video, or it's a YouTube short titled The Flash 2023, Yuck. Ed1RKO17 said, if you actually watch their review, it's clear that James hasn't actually seen the movie. He just goes after the movie's jugular, despite what the content of the film actually is being in stark contrast to the way he describes it.
Oh,
believe me, I fucking saw that movie. How dare you? I sat through that movie multiple times. That part annoys me.
You shan't be cancelling us for YouTube controversies. You shan't. Yet.
This one's from Mr. Fat Cat 234 on our He-Man video, He-Man Master of the Universe. And there's a moment where I'd say that He-Man is gay.
Sure.
Because he is.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Which is fine.
It's great.
And it's always been that way. And you're like, well, he technically got married. Shut up. He's obviously gay, which is fine.
It's great.
And good. He's a gay icon. He's a legend, Mason.
That's right.
Says, being woke and being gay aren't the same thing. He-Man used to be considered based while being gay. Now He-Man is written woke with him being straight. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. That's amazing.
That's the hoops.
That is a perfectly internet comment.
Yes.
Look, we recently got an email, and I won't. It's one of the best emails.
It is the best email we've ever gotten.
And it's not complimentary to us, but it was a series. We won't read it out because it'd be cruel. But it was a series of complaints about the podcast from a man whose brain has been melted by the internet.
Yeah.
And I love that because I love anything, any comment on the internet or towards us or a tweet or anything like that, where if you were to take what you said and read it to anybody else in your life, in your real life, they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And then you'd have to break it down. And you, like, there's no, even if you think you have the moral high ground in some way, people would be like, what? So he was based and then he was gay, but now he's, he rides a green tiger. Isn't he the guy, he has the sword and he rides, but he was based and gay, but now he's woke and straight. And these guys, you know these guys.
You'd have to show our video.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll take the view. Take the view.
But they won't like the video.
No.
This one is from Godzilla 1998 Caravan of Garbage. It's from Dumi's 019. Better than the first New Age Godzilla movie. Sorry for your butt hurt, but 3 minutes in and you guys are assholes. It's assholes, but holes is spelled with a W.
That's good.
Assholes.
That's a play on words, I think.
I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a comment on just Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
From Geordie 170101, who says,
what are these a number guys, have you noticed?
I know. You hang a lantern on not shilling, then totally shill by calling Luke a creep at 3152. Whatever legends Luke did, at least he was a hero no matter what.
That is true.
Fictional man. Just point that out. It's all fictional.
But again, very internet comment.
I know.
Sorry.
Say that to a normal person.
Sorry, Luke Scott, the guy, he's got the laser sword.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm. Legends.
Mm.
Isn't it all legend? Like it's all like in a far away galaxy in the future or whatever? Great. Lonnie Hawkins, 582, on our The Shadow Caravan of Garbage. This is just...
The fact that is garnering any comments at all, quite frankly, is astounding. But go ahead.
You guys.
I'm really opinionated. I'm really very opinionated about this movie that no one saw and nobody's thought about for 20 years.
I just want to clarify, I don't think this is really about the movie.
Oh, okay, right.
But yeah, you guys realize that your sexual orientation is why you don't get these movies. They're nostalgic for a time when you weren't tolerated. So your subconscious controls your entire banter because you're not really talking in the way that men do. You're banter chanting like a bunch of sissies. So we're gay.
Yeah, no, I got that. Yeah, no, that's yeah, yeah, confused. Yeah, I was wondering.
Plus, your accent is disturbing. Yeah, sure. These movies are designed to be copied from a genre and time that you didn't belong, so you protest. Think about it, and why straight people find fault in your not admitting the world revolve around you. I won't begin diagnosing why your gay past, you need attention like little girls, stay home and keep quiet. Can you do us all a favor, full stop, try magic and disappear?
Oh. Again, read that out to anyone you know. Isn't that movie, didn't have a flying knife in it?
Yeah.
No, that actually wouldn't happen because nobody remembers this movie.
That's true, yeah.
The Shadow.
The Shadow, all things, yeah. Mm. This is on our Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull video. This one's pretty standard. You are garbage. Oh, it's from Mercurius Grandos. You are garbage. This movie was the perfect combination of action and fun. You can't do an adventure franchise without coming to the Amazonian jungle, and the happy marriage in the church was the perfect ending he deserved.
You can't do an action franchise without.
Think of one. Think of one where they don't go to the jungle, but it's a
Star Wars.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, technically, I guess. That's probably, you got me on a technicality.
Yeah.
On all of the Star Wars movies.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Die Hard.
Yeah, also that's another guy who didn't watch the video. Because you're garbage. Caravan of Garbage, well, you're garbage.
Hey, that's mean. I'm not garbage. I'm trying my best.
That's right.
This one's on our Green Lantern Caravan of Garbage from Teth Adam. Okay.
Oh, that's Black Adam's real
name. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Here's going to be some pearls of wisdom.
I didn't watch this one. So that was something that I think one of us said in that video. We just went, at one point we just said, we didn't really watch the movie we're talking about, which we obviously did because we talked extensively about it. But you decided to review it, and that's the problem with fandom, folks. Bullshit reviews from MFs that are not objective and gear reviews to the negative because it drives clicks. Essentially, they are click whores. You're nitpicking at stupid shit and sound like you're desperately trying to sound funny but come off like pubescent incel losers laughing at your own quips. That's probably true.
Oh, we do.
Honest review from someone who actually watched it. The movie fails largely because they should have had more space battles and they picked the wrong villain.
Well.
Very true.
Yeah. They shouldn't have picked the big cloud of piss as the main villain.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I was going to say, and again, read this out to anybody you know. Green Lantern? Which one's that guy?
Also, he doesn't like it either.
Yeah, wild. Like but he doesn't like it for different reasons, i.e. the space battle.
Yeah, right. This is one from a DC.
Green Lantern, is he the guy with the arrows?
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking of Hawkeye.
You're thinking of Hawkeye. Yeah. This one's from a YouTube short that's Aquaman 2 was the worst movie in the DCU. Speedy Eric says, sure, criticize a movie 9 months before it's released. You are smart. Well, we were right, Sam's also, but that video was just like reporting on, just like, this is what people said.
Oh, I don't even remember it.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
It's not important. I realized one of these things where I read it out loud and like I sound insane.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, this is all Snyder stuff.
Oh, so this is Zack Snyder's Justice League video.
Yes, that's right. Okay. It just came out.
See, I clicked on that recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these comments are mostly positive.
They're mostly positive, yeah.
But the positive maybe rises to the top.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so this one's from Darkseid 6898.
Oh, well, first of all, no bias here, is there? Mr. Darkseid.
Darkseid, you should be anti-Justice League because of what happened in the Justice League movie, by the way.
They killed your mate, your nephew or your uncle or whatever. Yeah.
Stop being stupid and ignorant. You are 100% wrong. Snyder films are fantastic. You need to educate yourself. Amen, brother.
In what way?
Just educate
by
yourself.
By watching them again.
Educate yourself, Mason, okay. For once in your goddamn life.
Sorry.
No, don't put that down. Stop drinking the can and educate yourself.
No, I shan't be doing it. I'm drinking my can of silly juice. I'm drinking ignoramus cola.
Phoenix Jackson 2847 says, this review is total shit. I'm giving it thumbs down. You guys are terrible ever since you got that extra dude on it with his overly unwanted opinion. You became very bad. Your channel is terrible. Get that other dude off. He's ruining your subscribers. And I'm going to thumbs down. Peace.
He's talking about
you!
Me!
It's you, Mason!
Finally a comment that's just about me.
Got a few for you, by the way.
Also, wasn't that like five? When did we start doing videos together? Like five,
years
six
ago.
Years? 7 years?
Well, pretty much if you go back to the very start of the channel, this version, you're in most of them.
Oh, then 10 years.
Yeah. Kyle Braun, 8026, says, it's so funny that these guys will twist themselves into knots to convince their listeners that the Marvels is fine.
It is
yes,
fine.
Yes, it is fine. But the more annoying co-host.
Yes.
The one that sounds fat.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
You're in the video. Also, so what if you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you, I bet this guy's, often, James, oftentimes when somebody, insults somebody in a particular way, it's actually something that they're very, anxious about.
Okay,
so this person's probably worried that they're getting fat.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you're okay.
I hope you're okay too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm taking the high ground.
Yeah. The one that sounds fat thinks that Amy Adams taking 3 seconds to grab a flannel shirt is a never-ending reservoir of parody.
Ooh, that's good, and that's a lot of good Snyder words.
Another
as
well. One for you.
Hope you enjoyed Rebel Moon, a bad movie.
Also, I think you got more of the heat because you were more critical than I was.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. That would make sense, also, yeah.
Some Jules Vox who says, Meso getting paid for words by the minute, STFU.
Whoa.
That's for you, Meso.
I wish I was getting paid by the minute for the words or the whatever he said.
And this one's for both of us from Mr. Gitz, who says, sometimes I love these two. That's nice.
That is nice.
Other times they're annoying.
Oh, there's more to it.
Annoying as shit. What? I don't think James has ever had an opinion of his own, and Mason can be a pompous douche. It's nice that he knows our names.
I know, right?
Sometimes I wonder what would happen if movies had no credits. I swear guys like these wouldn't know what to think because they're completely blinded by who directs a movie. And that's a real shame. I don't care about Zack Snyder.
I think you want to kiss him.
Don't care about Joss Whedon. But this is a damn fine movie. Is it perfect? Hell no. But it's easily one of the better superhero movies. And if it said directed by David Fincher instead of Snyder, I guarantee these two would be slobbering all over it. They can't take the movie as it is. And shit like that is annoying.
David Fincher would make a shorter movie.
That's true.
He's notable for a...
I reckon it would be shorter and better.
He's notable for a precision and an economy of time.
That's
And he should be accredited. He should be credited for it.
Yeah.
If he directed this, I would say, Mr. Fincher, please, what have you done to us? Why have you given us this amount of movie?
Have you gone mad? Have you gone completely insane? Anyway, that was hate mail, but the hate hasn't hate in it.
James, I love that. I thought that was a fresh perspective on life. Really, really brings...
I hope you're taking some of these criticisms on board, by the way, because some of these are secretly from me.
Yeah, on board the... A what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'll take
it. I'm just helping.
Yeah.
Just helping, Mason.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Anyway, if you've got any hate mail, don't try and trick me.
That's right.
Don't
we
try
know.
And trick me. We know.
We know because you can't help but put in a little reference.
Yeah, yeah, we get
you
it.
You know, you were always like, you guys suck and so does little James.
Yeah.
We're like, we know.
We got it.
You couldn't resist, could you? You little devil.
I got to say, though, it's getting hard for me to find hate mail because I've heard so much.
Mm.
So a lot of the stuff that like this is good 5 years ago is now like whatever.
It's like kill yourself and it just washes over us.
It's pretty much
like a beautiful wave.
I don't even see
in
it.
Hawaii.
It's kind of crazy. Like
yeah.
It gets to a point. I'm sure look, things could ramp up, you know, things can happen.
Hope so.
I hope not, actually.
I hope the internet gets even more insane.
It needs to change though, really.
Yeah.
Because like the criticisms are not They're not, you know.
I think it might become just AI generated comments before too long. Because you know, I don't know how accurate this is, but you know how some people have that theory, the dead internet theory, most of the internet is just bots talking to other bots.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And eventually, that's all going to collapse because advertisers will be like, "Hey, wait a second, we're just showing our ads to other bots who are commenting on."
Yeah.
So nothing's worth.
If they
editing.
Don't tell the ad agencies, they'll be right.
That's true.
Just keep it going. Mm-hmm. Keep flying high.
That's right.
All right, Mason, do you know what it's time for?
What are we reading? What are we going to read?
That's correct. Let's get into it.
I'm
doing the thing. What are you reading?
Oh, it's show and tell time, James.
Oh, my God, Mason.
No, you love
it. You're always bringing in props. I'm always like, stop bringing in props. They've got a comment on this. It says stop bringing in props.
Oh, yeah. I thought it said stop bringing in plops, and I do.
I don't mind the plops.
I leave them at the door.
I don't mind those.
Well, there you go.
Something for the dogs to eat.
In the past, we've talked about, remember Die by Kieran Gillen and Jamie McKelvey.
Which I didn't finish that.
Which is Goth Jumanji, and it's a bunch of people who a bunch of kids who get trapped in a
Gothmanji.
Exactly, it's Gothmanji. A bunch of kids that get trapped in a role-playing game, and it's a horrifying parallel universe full of magic. Well, before they did this, I never finished this. I'm gonna get back into it. It's called Phonogram, and it's basically
look at this phonogram.
It's basically what if pretentious music fans, but they're also wizards.
Whoa, man. I like this.
Yeah. The art is not as refined, I would suggest.
I don't mind.
And I don't think, and I think.
I like the look of this.
Yeah, though. I would say as a whole, it's not as refined as like Die or any of the subsequent stuff they've done. It's like pretty kind of rough and ready.
Yeah.
But I think it's really interesting. I remember reading the first couple of issues and being like, this is real interesting. I gotta check back.
I gotta keep looking at this phonograph.
In fact, I mentioned on another thing we recorded recently, I was listening to a friend of the show, Cam and Alexi's podcast, Special Features, where they talk about pop culture.
Been on that yet?
We've been on their previous versions.
Why not? Why haven't we been on it?
We haven't been asked. Yeah. But Cam was mentioning he was getting into comic books for the first time. And I'm like, I wonder what Cam would like.
Mm.
And this is because he's a music guy.
He is.
And I'm like, maybe phonogram. So I might send him a little message and be like, what do you think of this?
I hope he does.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't know. That's not how time works, man. What are you doing to me?
Just asking questions.
Oh, yeah, cool. What do you think? I experience all time and space simultaneously?
Do you? Are you Amy Adams from the movie Arrival?
No.
Mm.
No, I haven't got that power.
No, the way you're talking makes me think that you are.
Don't say like I have that power.
Don't.
You'll regret it.
What?
No, I'm nothing. What have you been reading, James?
Am I currently regretting it or will I regret it? I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
What If's out. They're doing one every day.
I didn't know that.
To New Year's or whatever.
Incredible marketing, Marvel. You've done it again.
I'll watch them at
some point. Now, what if Sam Rockwell got in an Iron Man suit or something?
What if
you know one of the incredible what ifs that Marvel is,
yeah,
is
man.
You know, we've always wondered. All the fans have always wondered. You know?
Finally. So yeah,
what if Peter Quill met a different guy?
What if he did?
Have a nice day.
Apparently it's good from the ones that have been released.
Yeah, great.
Apparently,
okay.
But one thing that I watched that I really, really enjoy, and I watched it with my kids, it's called Merry Little Batman.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because it is the Christmas time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe when you're listening to this, Christmas is already over.
And good riddance.
It's on Prime Video, and it's basically, it's Damian Wayne.
Son of the Batman.
Yeah. I can't remember who his voice is him, but it's his dad is Batman.
Correct.
And Batman has cleaned up all crime in Gotham because
he's creamed up all that crime.
Because he's like, I want this city to be safe for my son. So there's been no crime and he's grown a beard and he's Luke Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And so Damian's like, I want to fight crime and whatever. And then but he's like, you're not ready to fight crime. So Batman anyway gets sent out on a mission, on an emergency mission. So Damian Wayne's left behind. And then some robbers break in Home Alone style.
Ooh.
And then takes him across the, like, various capers across the city by himself.
Ah, yes.
And it's just, it's really fun and weird, and the art style is like off kilter.
It is, isn't it?
It's,
yeah,
it's funny as well. James Cromwell is Alfred. Mm-hmm. David Hornsby from It's Always Sunny. He's Cricket.
Oh yeah, right.
He's the Joker.
Uh-huh.
It's just really good.
Right.
It's like a 90-minute little animated special,
little thing you could pop on Christmas Day after everybody's eaten themselves into a coma.
Exactly,
you could just show it to your kids or watch it all together.
Yeah, so I'd heard it was good, and I'm like, oh yeah, fuck, I'll check this out. Whatever, let's kill some time.
Yeah.
And it really surprised me. It's really charming and fun.
Great.
And nice, and yeah, it's really cool.
And I love that.
Yeah, and I thought Luke Wilson was a really good Batman, especially this version. It's like a fun version.
Wow.
No, Owen Wilson.
I know.
Oh.
That was my own wow.
Oh.
I've been working on it, yeah.
I didn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah. What's next, Mason? We got anything else or are we just going to wrap it up?
I think we should do another thing. I think we should do
fine,
letters.
Then.
Because it's time for letters.
It is. It's time.
Time to play the famous theme at a perfectly pitched volume.
The classic one was letters.
Nice.
Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters. They're only a day away.
You know, they're here right now. We're going to do letters. And underneath, the app always recommends a thing, and this time it's recommended the Weekly Planet animated Big Sandwich by the channel NM Design.
Oh, very good.
So that's a bit of fun. Somebody's taken little
How many views?
28,000.
Ooh.
Let's bring that up to 29,000.
I agree.
And even 29,000.
Correct.
I reckon.
Now, if you do want to reach the show, you can simply hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter.
That's right.
Or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com if you want to send an email.
That's right.
Mason, what do you got in terms of letters this week?
Here's an email from Ryan.
Ryan.
Who said, you helped me win $50.
Yeah, give it to us.
Hi, James and Mason. You should. Hi, James and Mason. I've been listening for about a year and I'm currently working my way back through the previous episodes, currently at episode 167, eagerly awaiting the Batman v Superman episode.
Oh, man.
Wednesday, a local restaurant was hosting a Home Alone trivia night. When I saw your commentary pop in my YouTube feed, I happily watched it again while listening to you guys. One of my favorite parts is when you guys went on about how all of Kevin's groceries only cost him $19.83. It was insane. It's truly insane. Right. It's a whole trolley work.
It's on YouTube, by the way, that one. People
as luck would have it, I ended up being one of the questions, which I probably wouldn't have remembered if not for you guys. I ended up winning a $50 gift card.
They asked that?
Yeah.
God, that's very specific.
For coming in first place with a score of 55 out of 59.
I just watched that and I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Allowed me to pay for my meal and leave a generous tip for the server. Thanks for your help and for being... And
you don't need to tip, by the way. It's optional.
Uh-oh.
Just saying.
Oh, James, no. James, no, 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 no,
just
no,
saying,
no,
Mason.
No. James,
it's fine.
Don't even joke. Don't be that guy. thanks for your help and all for all the great content. Looking forward to subscribing to Big Sandwich to listen to more commentaries.
Yeah, you are.
Particularly TMNT 1990.
Oh, we did do that one. Yeah,
can
one.
I be the official Home Alone trivia champion of the podcast? Yes, you may.
Well, of course you are. Because
so that movie commentary was on Big Sandwich briefly, but now it's just up on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So
we do a Christmas commentary every year.
That's right. So if you're watching that with a family, why not throw that on?
Mm.
And be one of those people who has to explain a thing from the internet.
Absolutely.
You know?
And the bonus thing this week on BigSandwich.co is the game Aquaman Battle for Atlantis from 2003.
Love it.
Do a little playthrough of that. And dreadful.
Oh, it's bad, yeah.
Horrible fidelity. Very bad. So that's up right now.
Very bad, yes.
I got this one from Chris Smith who says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Well, actually, he at the Weekly Planet Pod, but I found it, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
He's got here something called the trilogy. He said, thoughts on this. And it's the trilogy meter. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's all the different trilogies and it's ranked each of the movies within the trilogy.
Made a little graphic here.
So like Star Wars movie one near the top
sure.
of the little graph, and then Empire Strikes Back is all the way at the top, and then Return of the Jedi is a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any of these that you would disagree with? I would say The Matrix being super high. I would even put that at the top. That's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put the sequels as low as they are here.
No, that's true.
I would say they're more in the middle.
I would say Spider-Man, if that's the Raimi Spider-Man trilogy, I think the first two should be up further.
Okay.
Because Spider-Man 1
Spider-Man's
there is
good,
it's like 50% there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people say the high point of that trilogy is usually 2, and I think they're probably right, but I reckon Spider-Man 1 should be up as well.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings, I would say higher for all of them.
Uh-huh.
Jurassic Park, I would say. Jurassic Park 1 is way too low.
Mm.
Make them all higher.
Mad Max trilogy.
Yep.
I think the third one should be lower.
For lower than the first one?
Yes.
Also, Die Hard trilogy, it's Die Hard 1 near the top, Die Hard 2 just below that, and then Die Hard 3 lower than that. Die Hard 2 is not better than Die Hard 3. Not a chance.
Still pretty good, though.
Hot town, summer in the city, something, and gritty.
Planet of the Apes couldn't say, but we're going to maybe cover some very early Planet of the Apes stuff next year, so
absolutely.
I'm excited to get into
and
that.
And then some regular stuff.
Godfather as well. Godfather 3 is way better than that. I don't know where the reviews are going. It's first column towards the bottom.
Also, I think Batman Forever is not that low.
Yeah.
Rambo 2 is better than Rambo 3. They're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Blade 3 is probably a little low. Alien 3 is not that bad.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, interesting. I've seen this before. The trilogy meter, if people are interested in checking it out.
Yes.
Mason, what are you doing? What do you got in terms of
I'm going to find an email. That's what I'm going to do.
Are you doing that? I'll do this one from Nick who says... In honor of Franco Cozzo, what was the best scene involving furniture? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. For those people who don't know, Franco Cozzo was a...
Furniture magnate. He was a...
Greek furniture magnate?
Correct, yes.
And for as long as I can remember, mm-hmm. he had ads where he would sell his wares on Saturday morning television.
Megalo, et cetera, yeah.
Brunswick and Footscray.
It was the last of the true, like... community TV ads for some quite frankly hideous furniture.
Yeah, I'm going to play a bit for everybody.
Okay, sure.
So we all remember.
Okay.
I have no idea what this guy was actually like.
No.
So here we go. Look at this hideous furniture.
Oh, beautiful. Yes.
Some of the ugliest fucking furniture you've ever, even for the time. Even you're like, oh, it's probably just dated because it's from the 80s and 90s. No. Dreadful. Absolutely dreadful furniture. R.I.P.
Yeah. That's
anyway,
right.
Scenes, furniture and movies.
Oh.
I would say anytime Jackie Chan's fighting with a chair or whatever.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Most of the second act of Inception in the
oh yeah.
In the hotel.
Yep, that's good.
And by extension, the Jamiroquai video clip Virtual Insanity.
Future made of virtual insanity.
Yeah, exactly that one. Excellent. Yeah.
The bit where Danny DeVito pops out of the couch and It's Always Sunny.
That's right, yes.
It's a good moment. The bit where Jason Bourne goes to shoot that guy in the first Jason Bourne movie sitting on the couch, but he doesn't end up doing it, and then sets the whole thing off.
The moment in the rundown where The Rock is fighting that guy with two whips and he's just throwing chairs at him.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
chairs
good.
Are exploding in the in midair.
That's a good movie.
It is a good movie, I agree.
Hey, make another one.
It's too late.
I mean, another good movie.
Oh, no, it's too late for good movies. Here's an email from Kobe.
Kobe?
Who says, was I right to cite you guys as credible sources for my uni essay?
Did you get caught?
Doesn't say.
Then you're fine.
Hey, James and Mace, I started listening and watching the YouTube when I was in primary school back in 2015.
That doesn't seem right. What are you saying?
I don't like that at all.
Where are you from?
He must mean 1915. And I'm now in my first year of university and love listening to you guys on the way in. Recently in my technology course, I was asked to write an essay on the dangers of AI and its overuse in media.
Oh.
I listened back to your extensive coverage of the actors and writers' strikes and used your podcast as a source to back up some of my points. I haven't received the grading back, but I'm expecting either incredibly high praise for your insightful words or to be immediately kicked off the course.
Oh, we don't know yet, do we?
Yeah, either way, thanks to you guys. I already had a lot of knowledge to work with and I didn't actually mind writing for once, so thank you very much.
We are an established media outlet, so that should be fine.
Yeah.
You send your professor our way, we'll fucking sort him out.
Yeah, we'll sort him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or her.
Say we said, say it to my face. But also, I think you are often reading from... like Deadline. And
yeah, exactly.
That's probably fine.
It's like when you cite Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then you just list all the things at the bottom of Wikipedia.
Kobe says, anyway, with the upcoming DC slate looking promising, who would you like to see direct the announced features and what tones are you hoping for?
I mean, you'd have to like name them. What are
they? But I mean like who – I mean you mentioned David Fincher before.
I'll give him fucking Batman, yeah,
give
sure.
Give him anything.
Yeah, give
like,
him anything.
Just give him –
give him a Constantine.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think about Fassbender Constantine? I mean, Keanu Reeves is doing it anyway, isn't
That's true, yeah. I can see Fassbender as Constantine, what I mean, look, honestly, what I would like ultimately is for, and this will never happen, but the studios to go, boy, we really need to shake this up.
Yeah.
So let's just get proper auteur directors or even just guys who have just a good sense of like just a –
Good directors.
Get David Finch. Get Steven Soderbergh.
Yep.
Because, I mean, he did Ocean's 11. He'll do a fun thing.
Yeah.
And just go, we trust you to get – we'll make the connections later.
Yeah.
But we trust you to get a movie about
– get the guy who made Andor.
Yeah.
Get him. Give him someone.
Who's directing for the Fantastic Four? Do we even know yet?
John Watts.
Oh, this is the upcoming DC slate as well. But, I'm
John Watts is – he did Spider-Man.
He sure did, yeah.
The new ones.
Yeah. Duncan Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't done – not everything he's done has been flawless. He did Warcraft.
I think the Warcraft was the last thing that he did, yeah.
But he did Moon.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd trust him with anything at the moment. I think he'd do a great job, but I don't know.
Get the Wachowskis.
Yeah. Mate, I don't know. Do they even care about this stuff
money.
Anymore?
It's not my money.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like they don't care about this stuff anymore.
Mm, okay.
You know? The Matrix Resurrections, only one of them did it, and they were like, whatever. Like, it felt like that.
Right. But I mean, I don't know, man.
It's just interesting.
Yeah. Who's a good director?
Who is a good director? What about Steven Spielberg? Superman. There you go.
Okay, you've done it. You've done it. You've successfully combined one of the most successful directors of all time with one of the most popular properties of all time.
Which already has a director.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Oh, he did Mute. The last one he did was Mute in 2018.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. He did Source Code as well. I like Source Code a lot.
Source Code's really good.
Yeah, so if you look, Mute, Source Code, Warcraft, not for me. People seem to like it sometimes. And Mute I didn't really enjoy like at all.
I don't remember.
He's done mostly good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's son of David Bowie.
Yeah.
Nepo baby.
Great, with talent. God. In a different field. Shut up.
I agree. Got anything else?
Not currently.
All right. We could just wrap it up here if you want.
Nah, I'm going to find one more email.
Man, you're always so busy. He's not actually busy. Everybody's fallen asleep. Fell asleep just then.
Me. Here's one more email. And I think it covers an important topic.
Okay.
This is from Jack.
Jack?
Dear James and Mace, I listened to your Jurassic World review.
Didn't want you to, Jack.
And you mentioned,
that wasn't for you.
And you mentioned Vincent D'Onofrio, and then I had a dream where Vincent D'Onofrio beat me up as Kingpin. It was weird.
That is weird.
Right?
I hope you're okay in your dream. Because if you get injured in your dream, next time you go
by Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, next time you go into that dream, you retain those injuries.
Oh, no.
Your dream self carries them over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's just life, you know?
Yeah, you got to go to a dream hospital.
But sometimes Vincent D'Onofrio is your doctor.
Yeah, and then, oh, that's right. And he's like, you're ready for another beating up? And you're like, not really.
I thought this was a real.
And he's like, sit in this bed, but then all the furniture's moving around, like in the video clip to Jamiroquai's virtual insanity. You know? You're like, damn.
Yeah. But, you know, I like him, Vinny D'Onofrio.
Me too.
I'd prefer if he didn't beat me up.
Yeah, seems like a delightful man.
In my dreams
man.
Or real life.
I think my opinion...
Make him bigger. Make him even bigger.
I think my opinion of him would go down significantly if he beat me up.
See, for me, it would increase.
Wow. If you beat me up.
Yeah. I'd be like, wow.
Nice.
Very impressive.
Very cool.
Not a lot of people have the stones.
That's right.
You know, not a lot of...
To throw.
Yeah, you're doing the thing that we all wanted to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, what are we, what's next, Mason?
Or folks, that's the end of the show, James, you silly goose.
Man, it's just good to be at the end of the show.
That's exactly right. Folks, thank you so much for listening. I'm gearing up
for what's next. Big week next week.
Oh, I thought you meant after this, which would be a little lie down.
Sleep.
For me, it's a little lie down.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for telling your friends about the podcast, because that is how we get new listeners. And also, thanks for leaving a 5-star review on your podcast catcher of choice. If you do such a thing, if you are so bold, James may very well read it out on the podcast.
I might. Not this week, though.
Okay, bye.
Just kidding, here's one from Zoltan. 5 stars, he says, a review from the future. I'm writing this review in the future. Turns out Zack Snyder was right about everything. I'm hiding from Superman as I type this. The only thing that cheers me up is the yellow-brown in this yellow-brown tinted hellscape is listening to James and Mason. I especially love the episode from 2024 where James finally snaps and burns his entire neighborhood down. Great fun.
Forward to that. You don't want to be stuck in the Zack Snyder future apocalypse.
No, you want to be in the George Clooney, Ezra Miller universe.
That's right.
Willafedia says, best podcast on the internet. An incredible podcast about the evolution of one host's man cave and the other's love of Yu-Gi-Oh! Occasionally they'll take breaks to discuss movies and comic books and TV shows. Keep up the great work, boys.
We'll do it.
Thank you so much.
Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group and the Weekly Planet Podcast subreddit and Discord. Thank you very much to Sarabi and Maisie and Fidel for keeping those going and moderated and
keeping everyone in line.
Doing TikToks. And
they also know how to send Vinny D'Onofrio into your dreams now, by the way.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah,
they got the device from the virtual insanity video clip by Jamiroquai. They got that device that got him in that room. And they can do that now. Thank you for keeping those going and doing the TikToks and the Clips channels and all sorts of stuff, which we have. We've got a TikTok. How you get there? I don't know. I don't have TikTok.
You figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. You know how TikTok works. You're a young person.
Yes.
Yes. You're young and vital and can download another app. Not me. 4 apps and I'm done. These days, maybe even just two.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's right. Let me see. What else, James? Oh, if you want to follow some people on the socials, first follow our friend Rob Collings, who edits this podcast, who puts the show notes together, has a grand old time.
Oh, he does.
And does all sorts of stuff, makes videos. You can follow him at The Weekly Planet on Twitter and at Rob Collings on Twitter. He'll keep you up to date on all things The Weekly Planet.
That's right.
You can follow me on Twitter at Wikipedia Brown and on Instagram at Nick Maso. James is Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
These are all in the show notes, by the way.
Yeah, you can check that out.
All
you need to do is look down.
Yeah.
Just look down.
That's right.
I'm there. I'm always with you.
That's right.
Lying on the ground like a grub.
That's right. Exactly right. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com. Maybe. We've got to buy it now.
Might be.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You're chucking a buck or an amount that you would not miss.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking if there's anything else going on here, Mason, in terms of news. Seems like we're pretty standard stuff.
Standard stuff. Go to bigsandwich.co, sign up for $9 per month, bonus podcast, movie commentaries, early videos,
next week
video
we're
game
talking
let's plays.
About one of our favorite comic books of all time.
Or one
of our favorite superhero comic book movies of all,
that's
books
right.
of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check that out.
That's pretty cool.
And that's going to continue over in January when we're on break.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. Go to the tipublic.com for our Weekly Planet merch and T-shirts and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we're going to do best and worst of the Weekly Planet Awards.
And Aquaman, probably.
We're going to talk about Aquaman because it's out on Boxing Day.
It's going to be a long one. All right.
It's going to be a long one of fun.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
My headache's gone.
Yeah. Let's do another podcast.
I don't want to. Give me a headache.
Week.
Oh,
yep.
Headache's back.
Oh, no.
Okay, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.